Desert News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Reaction is setting in on the Federal Reserve, leaving its short-term interest rate unchanged. Gus Fauché, the chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says although the Fed decided against cutting its key interest rate, there were signs of splits in its ranks.
We did see two members of the Board of Governors dissent and call for a rate cut. President Trump has been very aggressively arguing that the Fed needs to cut rates, and we did see two participants vote for rate cuts, and so that does suggest that the president's pressure campaign is having an impact.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell also signaled that it could take months for the Fed to determine whether Trump's sweeping tariffs will push inflation up temporarily or lead to a more persistent bout of high prices. His comments suggest that a rate cut in September, which had been expected by some economists and investors, is now less likely. Israel's prime minister criticizes yesterday's announcement by Britain's leader to give recognition to a Palestinian state unless a ceasefire is reached in Gaza. BBC correspondent Paul Adams reports.
The government will have expected plenty of pushback at home and abroad, and so it has proved. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sir Keir Starmer had rewarded Hamas's monstrous terrorism and punished its victims. This despite the fact that Sir Keir has explicitly called on Hamas to release hostages, disarm and abandon any thought of playing a role in the future government of Gaza. Sir Keir's promise to recognize a Palestinian state may be heavily conditional, but he knows that the chances of Benjamin Netanyahu committing in the next 6 weeks to a peace process that delivers a two-state solution are vanishingly small.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 171 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asks pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest as religious faith in general declines across the country. This is SRN News. Democratic Congressman Danny Davis of Illinois is expected to announce Thursday he won't run for re-election in 2026. That according to two people granted anonymity to discuss his plans. We hear more from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett, who has details from Washington.
Davis plans a news conference Thursday morning where he's also likely to make an endorsement for what is expected to be a highly competitive race. The 85-year-old 15-term lawmaker represents downtown Chicago, its growing west side, and some western suburbs. He is known as a champion of civil rights, affordable housing, prison reentry, and health care issues, and is one of the oldest serving House members. While the deeply blue district has long been considered a black seat, that population has declined due in part to gentrification. The white, Latino, and Asian populations in the district are fast growing. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.